The conference will now begin.
Okay, hi. Hope everybody's in a warm room, even if you can't afford a suite. Even regular Jews are able to be in a warm room today, Be'ez Hashem. We hope everywhere people should have good, cozy, warm rooms to learn Torah in, to daven, to be with their mishpachas. Okay. It's been a couple of weeks because we had two shiurim for Hanukkah. And it would be kedai to just review a little bit, just a paragraph or two to get back into the sugya, where the sort of the last part of the sefer, going to some of the avod of the yisod of afar. Soon we're going to, maybe we might even get to it today to begin. The union of sneeze. So. Let's just review a drop from page Kuf Pei Hei. Kuf Pei Hei. On the bottom. We did this already. Let's just chazer a little bit. It's not easy. Until now, we were learning that the Yesod of Ofar is the inyan of feeling the avoda within oneself, creating a kli by feeling that emptiness. That's what we spoke about a great deal, that's how the world was created, with empty space, where it looks as if Hashem is not there. Of course he is, but one could think that Hashem is not there, and then our job is to fill that emptiness, what seems like emptiness, with revealing Hashem's presence. And so we learned that a person feeling that I am a kli reik makes it actually into a kli kibble, a feeling of being somebody that hasn't really started, means that I could have a tremendous longing to fill this empty space in my life with something important, something meaningful. So building that kli in the nefesh is what we're talking about. And we've been learning until now that really depends on a feeling of offer. The offer itself is really nothing. It's a clay kibble to receive the seeds, and from there there can be tremendous growth. So we say, in davening, Dov Melech said, we say in davening and so on, and so on. But the truth is that there are two kaychas of Kabbalah in this world of offer, in the soul, and that's what we're talking about. On the bottom of page Kuf Pei Hei, Hechan Kerom Shnei Kaychas Kabbalah Halo B'Nefesh Nidan. We learned the simple pshat that with the yisod ha'ofar, there is that with the emptiness comes that longing, that feeling of being ta'ev lakol, that I have a thirst, a hunger, to fill the emptiness. There's something missing in a person's life, and he has a shtaik, of course, a longing to fill what's missing. And that's how a kli kibble, one is able to receive. You have to first feel that it's missing in order that you can become a kli kibble to receive it. We spoke about that a lot. So one creates a kli in the soul through this feeling of absence, of lacking, of missing. There's a deeper part of the soul. That feeling of emptiness, halavai, halavai, we should all honestly recognize that and make ourselves into kelim to receive. But there's something really much deeper than that. Shafu Yotze Kli Kabbalah, which also creates a Kli to be Mekabel. And that is not a feeling of emptiness, but a Tzuka L'Shleimus, a tremendous longing for Shleimus. That's much deeper. Because the Neshama, of course, in its essence, comes from perfection, from something really, really huge and perfect. And the emptiness is a lower level that brings our attention to where we can go with this feeling and how great I can aspire to become, to have a tshuka for Shleimus. Commissioners bar kli himloshen kol yud harotzen lakol Shleimus ain't chilasa b'cheser harotzen l'hashlomah chilasa b'cheser harotzen l'shleimus, the beginning of that feeling of I have to fix something, I have to complete something, I have to fill something, that of course starts, that begins with a feeling of chisaron, of a lack, of a deficiency, of something that's missing. But beneath all of that, on a much higher level, is the Ratzon not to fix something, but a Ratzon L'Shleimus, the great natural, deep, hidden longing that a Jew has to be godly, to achieve Shleimus. Shalmi Hadas, K'mo She'magdir Esam Ramchal, Mishel Shoshan, Ein Levem in the Kudus HaChoser, Z'or Ein Saif She'kaidim HaTzimtzum She'benefesh, because there's the infinite light of God that is deepest within us before there was a constriction and a hiding of his light. So the deepest, deepest consciousness that's buried inside of our subconscious, that deepest consciousness is an awareness of the infinite, is the excitement over the infinite, and a tremendous longing to resemble that as much as is humanly possible. The longing, the desire to be Mekabel, that comes Mimakam Shacholo. That comes from the empty space. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also Chol Panui, Hashem created the world in such a way where he made an empty, he began by carving out this empty space, which seems to be empty. It's not, but it seems to be without his light. And in terms of our avodah in our souls, within ourselves, all of our chukas are built upon this feeling of emptiness, something missing, because that's how the world came into existence, that suddenly the infinite light of God was missing. So there's that feeling that's within a person of something's missing. On the other hand, the full revelation in this world of Hashem's presence is called Shechina. And b'shachati b'sarcha means b'soch kalecha b'echad. Within, I dwell, I will dwell amongst you, means, it really says, b'socham within you, and b'socham means within each and every one of us. Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu menefesh, that revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the soul, mikoch kach, mevas ishtoykikus l'bari yizbaruch shemo, and from that comes that origin of who we are that comes from perfection generates within us a histokius the barriers of Shema. A histokius a lot of ki onam histokium was shlemus. It's a histokius for shlemus. That's really histokius for the infinite one. Histokius the shlemus by our makim shul and the vas mechaser. Now the histokius for shlemus in the deepest way of what it is doesn't come from an absence, doesn't come from a deficiency, from something that's missing, just the opposite. It comes from the infinite light of Hashem. This is a very delicate nekuda in the soul, the deepest part of who we are. There's an unbelievable excitement, a feeling of perfection, of shleimus. And that's what we have in the Aron, in the Kodesh Kodashim, the Beit HaMikdash. There were the Luchos and the Shivei Luchos, Menachem Baruch, the whole Luchos and the broken Luchos. It's not enough to have one without the other. It's not enough to have the perfection tucked away someplace, if you don't feel the tzebrachenkeit of missing that and wanting it. You'll never come to the luchos without the broken luchos. Bitzadkach yuvan heitav marma chazal from the middle of page kuf peivav. Now we can understand what chazal said. Om Rabbi Alexandri, hehedyot hazeh im mishamesh hu bekelim shavurim gnayhu lo. A human being who uses for his needs, who uses broken kelim, that's a gnayhu lo. That's embarrassing. That's not becoming. Al gadol baruch hu kli tashmisho shvurim shenemar karav Hashem lanish berei leiv. But what's amazing is that Hashem's kelim in this world that He uses in this world, that's us. Adavka, the finest kelim by Hashem, are the brokenhearted Jews. Karav Hashem lanish berei leiv. Hashem is close to those who have a broken heart. Karav Hashem lanish berei leiv. Madu mishtamish gadol baruch hu davka bekelim shvurim. Why does Hashem prefer to use davka kelim shvurim, tzibrochen a kelim? Not Hashem is perfect. He should use perfect kelim, tzibrochen a kelim. We're talking a lot about this in the Sunday morning chabura yesterday at Tzadik. Avisa tehila. Hashem has all of the malachim, and they're perfect. They're gevaldik, but Hashem davka is seeking our avoda. Karav Hashem l'nish berei leiv. So madu mishtamesh kadosh baruch hu davka bekelim shvurim. Why does Hashem use davka kelim shvurim? Ha'havana ha'muka b'kach. Oda mechapesh kli shalom v'lo kli shalom. A human being is always looking for a kli shalom, for a kli that is intact, that is whole. He's looking for a cup, a bowl, a container that's not broken, that's totally fine. Kimichap is klishover, because if a person would be looking for a broken cup or bowl, then kol shefa shikonis desaycha layis kain. Whatever is poured into a broken cup, it doesn't last. It disappears. So a person is always looking for kelim that are whole. But Hashem is after looking for kelim shvurim, broken kelim. Ki kli shover eno kli lekabel hashlama, who kli lekabel is a kol. Because only a broken kli is a kli that feels completely, completely empty and wants everything, wants lekabel a kol. Can kli shover in yonashar kli batel la'or. A broken kli is a kli that's completely bottled to the light that is seeking to shine into it. Because it can't hold this light. I have nothing. I have nothing to contain you. I can't. I don't know what to do. More than anything, I want to be able to be a container for this light. But I'm broken. I can't. Echim kein humiskayim. So how does this broken kli, how is it miskayim? How does it exist? Hu batel ha'arshu mekabel. It becomes bottled to whatever light it receives. Nichlal bo v'shuven in nisach la'hasik yisur. Zubichnis ha'ar noisei es noisei. It becomes completely bottled to the light. It becomes enveloped in the light. And it doesn't need to hold the light. It becomes completely illuminated with the light. This is the miracle of the Aron in the Midbar. Not only did it not need really on a deeper level to be carried, but it carried those who were carrying it. Ha'aron Naisias Naisav. He explains, what does that mean? Beis HaMikdash Ha'imola B'Kelem. The Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash were filled with Kelem. However, the greatest shleimus of any kli in the Beis Hamikdash, of course, was the Aron. What's amazing is that there are two tefisas of kelim that are found to be found by the Aron, or in the Aron. Luchos, v'shivei luchos, munochim ba'aron. The broken first luchos and the second luchos were both contained in the Aron. Page Kuf Bezayin. Mitzad ha-kilgul shebedavar, ha-aron ha-yimachala es noisav. Noisei aron ha-yimu'atim, machmash aron kilobahem. Chazal tell us that on the one hand, the Aron was a very dangerous kli to carry, and it consumed those who were carrying it, because you had to be in a certain madrega. He was very demanding. So on the one hand, the Aron was destroying those who carried it. But on a deeper level, the Aron was carrying those who were carrying it. So on the outer level, the Aron was a kli connected, associated with tzibrochenkeit, breaking people who were unworthy, being broken and consumed and ruined. So on the one hand, there was the external mitzias of the Aron was one of tzibrochenkeit, of brokenness. But on a deeper level, the Aron was so great that it carried those who were carrying it. It was a miraculous kli. Davka was a megala the mitzias of something which is holy, which is perfect and pure, which is life-giving. Not that it destroys or takes away life. That was the place between the two bottom of the poles of the Aron. That was the place of Hashrosa Shechina, the highest Hashrosa Shechina, the place of the greatest Shleimus. So on the outside, the Aron is a place or is a kli of tzibrochenkeit, of brokenness, of people dying, and so on. On the inside, the Aron is a kli of Hashras Hashchina, is the most perfect, not broken. It's perfect. The way that Eben was composed was box within a box within a box. That's part of this as well. It's not simple. The chlal is kol beis hamikdash hu mokam hashras hashchina. In general, the entire beis hamikdash was a place of hashras hashchina. Abu the protest yosef, but more specifically, mokam hashras hashchina hu beis kosher gadashim. The center of the beis hamikdash of hashras hashchina is kosher gadashim. And in the Kodesh Kedoshim, where is the concentration of Shechina? Mentioned by the Aron. Shom Hashrosh Shechina. There was the place of Hashrosh Shechina. Hashrosh Shechina, but kol inyan Shleimus. Now, the Shechina, the whole inyan of the Shechina is Shleimus. His wholeness, his perfection, that's the whole inyan of Hashrosh Shechina. Chazal tells Shchinta l'shay ba'osar pagim, that the Shchina doesn't enter into a place that's imperfect. Hashros Hashchina kol inyan shleimus. So the inyan of Hashros Hashchina is shleimus, perfection. Hakli l'kabel shleimus hu ha'aron shesham nimsaf tayr. And the kli to receive this shleimus is the Aron, which was a miraculous kli that would carry people who were carrying it, and it had contained within it that the first and the second luchos, the first luchos were the handiwork of Hashem himself. HaTorah nikras Torah Hashem Tamina. The Torah itself is called perfect. Torah Hashem Tamina. And the Aron is the container of perfection. Hikli u'menasos kash baruch. The Torah is perfect, and it's Hashem's kli to create all worlds. So binyan hakli ba'omek ha'nefesh. That is the binyan hakli ba'omek ha'nefesh. The interior, deepest part of the soul is the perfect Aron for the neshama. And therefore, the deepest part of the soul is not a feeling of brokenness, of emptiness. It's a feeling of perfection. It's being in contact with the infinite one himself and that feeling of perfection, of shleimus. Zeh binyan hakli ba'omek ha'nefesh. Kol ha'kelim shehuzku heim bor alma. Sheyesh bo arba yesoidos. All the other kelim of creation are part of the world that exists. Of bar alma, avul b'stakol baraisa. But when Chazal tells us that Hashem gazed into the Torah and He created the world from looking into the Torah, it means shehi kli emunas of Kadosh Baruch Hu, that the Torah is the kli umnas of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The kudsha b'ichu baraisa chada, and Hashem and the Torah are one. Means that each one of us has deeper than ourselves this perfect Torah, which is the Kli Emunah Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mahu Eisa Kli, what is this Kli within a person? Torah Hashem Tamimah. And the Kli within the Aron is Torah Hashem Tamimah, the perfection of Torah, the greatness and perfection of the Yiddish and the Shama, the Jewish soul. Mitzad kach, k'shemayishu rabbeinu bar livnei iskelim l'beis hamikdash. So now we can understand a very hard medrash, which he's spoken about many times over the years, and this explains it beautifully. Mitzad kach, k'shemayishu rabbeinu bar livnei iskelim l'beis hamikdash. When Moshe Rabbeinu was told to build a kelim for the beis hamikdash for the Mishkan, k'rotzo kelim livnei iskelim. He wanted to first build kelim. Then he was going to build a house for the Kelim, a place for the Kelim. No, I'm sorry. Moshe Rabbeinu bar livnei iskelim l'beis hamikdash. We also can live nice Kelim, and there would be Kelim, and la'achmi kenes hamishkan. So you have to first, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to first build the Kelim. And then only afterwards to build the place into which these kelim would go. Armel Betzal, heichan nachnis aysam. Betzal's question, of course, was, where are we going to put all of these things? And Betzal said, you first have to have the Mishkan. You have to have the storage. You have to have the place. You have to have the Mishkan. And then into the Mishkan, you can bring kelim. So what we've spoken about this so many times over the years. What's the Moshe Rabbeinu's cheshbon? To first build the kelim. Before there's a Mishkan, to build the kelim. What's the cheshbon? Masava Moshe. What was he thinking? What was he holding? Moshe Rabbeinu was the most perfect human being who ever existed. And Moshe Rabbeinu Sava Shekelim Ke'ela Enim Tzichim Bakom Ha'aron Nasi Es Noisav. Moshe Rabbeinu, who from the moment he came to the world was described as Tov, he didn't think that these Kalim required any place. Our nice, yes, nice, are the Kalim are perfect. And therefore, perfection means that Mokam Aron Einu Min Hamida, that the Aron, as everybody knows, it had a certain area that was designated for it, how much space, but it defied Teva. And the Aron was Einu Min Hamida. It doesn't add up with the geometry of the place, the presence of the Aron, because there was something miraculous about it. Rishol Nitzuch L'Mokam doesn't need a place. Masha Aron Noisi Es Noisav and Masha Mokam Aron Einu Min Hamida. The fact that the Aron is able to carry those who carry it and that the place of the Aron doesn't take up any space. So Hainuach, it's all one thing. Kil Noisei as a Mokum Shalom. Zeh Chelik Mi Noisei as Noisei. It's the same thing. It carries its own place, just like it carries those who carry it. Something miraculous. Shalom Nisuch Mokum, El Noisei as Mokum Mishar Chasro. It has already, it has its place within itself. Rotsa Moshe Rabbeinu Lassus Kelim Shekulam Yu Bebkinis Aron. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to have to create Kelim. All of the Kelim would have this Bechina of the Aron, would have a place in the place which is not a place in the Aron. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to make Kelim, and he was hoping and believing that at the end, the Kelim don't need an Aron. All the Kelim, rather, they don't need a Mishkan. All the Kelim would be B'b'chinas Aron, like the Aron. Moshe Rabbeinu b'ayinah sa Kelim and k'udas ha'or. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was building the Kelim from that nekuda, that perspective of what? Of the infinite light of Hashem. From that b'china of or, the nekudas or. Infinite perfection, as much as humanly possible. B'tzalel, on the other hand, b'ayinu oisam in the kudus hatzel. B'tzalel's name means tzelkel, means a shadow, means something is already dark and hidden. B'tzelkel hayisa. His name means b'tzelkel hayisa. Tzel, shade, shadow. When something is built, beginning with that way of imperfection, that's called the tzel, that's called shade or shadow. So from that perspective of this world, tzel is totally right. And the ma'isa, that's what was done. The ma'isa, you have to have a mishkan into which you bring the kelim. And and when building something from that nekuda of the darkness, the concealment, the shade, and so on, that's a kli, and the kli itself is a kli chaser. It's a kli that's deficient. When Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to build everything in the Kudus Ha'or, in that perspective of perfection, of light. Who yoytze in the Kudus Shleimus, which comes from the Kudus of Shleimus, of perfection. Misar kach hakelim hakelim of Shleimus. Therefore, the kelim hakelim of Shleimus. Kulam betvises aron shneisias neisavshet. Shemokam aron enimin amida. And all of that, and therefore all of the kelim would be, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted, didn't come out. It should be the tfisa of the aron carrying those who are carrying it, and there should be no need of makom in the Beis HaMikdash of any of the kelim. It should all be in a way of enam and hamidu, that beyond measure. So we have these two aspects of the kli. The perfection, the wholeness, and the empty sense of brachenkeit. The sikkum ha'inyan. We were learning throughout the parak. Yesh klish novemi ibui shesher shobamayim. There are some kalim that come from the thickness, the source of that is the water. And yesh klish novemi nigud shesher space. There's another mida. There's another kli, shnevei mi nigud v'sor shabesh, which comes dafka from Eza Kenegdo, from the opposition. The source of that is the yisod of fire. Yesh kli, shnevei mi tziruf v'sor shabesh. There's another kind of kli that comes about from a tziruf together with that comes from tziruf together. We learned all that. And there's a kli that comes from a longing, this from a longing of hashlama, of perfection, and that's the offer that is chaser, the sort of offer that is missing. And then you have a kli that's longing for shlemus, perfection, and that's offer shalom. That's the offer shalom. So there's offer chaser, and there's offer shalom. Mitzadkach, what does this mean inside of us? Mitzadkach, the mamake hanefesh, and the depths of the soul. In the mamake hanefesh, the very same place regarding which it says v'shachanti b'soicham, Chazal refer to means kol echad b'echad, every one of you. In the deepest part of a person is lomadu b'shama klei cheres, klei chas. We're not talking about earthenware that's broken, that's shattered, that's dirty. In the deepest part of a person. We're not talking about something that's missing. Klisha shigroso zutaroso. A klicheris, in order to be matahir, it has to be broken. It has to be shattered. And there is a part of a Jew that's broken, that's shattered, and that makes him into a kli kibul for something greater, for hashlama. But that only works with a Jew because the inner core, the essence mamish of a Jew, is dafke shleimus, is that other aspect of the aron. Is a part of the Aron that Sibrachana has Caleb, has Luchas or Sheve Luchas. That's true. The aspect of the Aron that is perfect is that the Aron carries itself and so on. And the act that is imperfect, what is that the Aron can have a destructive negative effect upon those who carry it. And the Aron itself contained luchos that were whole and luchos that were broken. Yesh kli shenovem yishtalkukus la'ashlama, zo ofer choseh. So there's a kli that wants to just be fixed, wants to be repaired. That corresponds to ofer that is choseh, to the midah of ofer that is lacking. Yesh kli shenovem yishtalkukus la'ashlama, zo ofer shalom. Then there's a kli that's filled with the historical goals, a longing for absolute shleimus, for perfection. Mitzad kach, b'mamak ha'nefesh, in the depths of the soul, mokom shalov nema b'shachanti b'soicham, b'soich kol echa v'echa, in that place that's called, or it's written about b'shachanti b'soicham, which means b'soich kol echa v'echa, here already, when we get to the inner essence of a Jew, we're not talking about something that's lacking, that's missing, that's a klei cheres, earthenware, a klei chaser, klei sheshivosu zutaraso, ella, a klei shemistoki glasses. Shom mizgala shalom aboyoylam, relate kol yochid yochim yisrael. There's a part inside of a Jew, with the ultimate shleimus of Hashem, is known as revealed. The ultimate shleimus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is known in that place. It's not a matter of fixing or perfecting. It is. It's just, it's a metzius. Perek Gimel. Just maybe another sentence or two to bring this inyan, this nakuda we just spoke about, more home to within ourselves. That on the one hand, well, let me put it this way. I think all of you know that the Rebbe Bun from Sifra said that a Jew has to have two pockets. In one pocket, there's a little note that says, "Bishvili nivra olam." The whole world was created, all worlds were created for my sake, for me. That's in one pocket. He has a note. And in the other pocket, he has a note that says, "Anochi ofer ve'efer," that I am nothing, I'm dust and ashes. Nothing. And the Rebbe Abudim said that one has to have these two tzatlach, these two notes. And of course, the key thing is to know when to pull out which note. All of life depends on that. When to pull out each note. So, with each and every one of us, on the one hand, there is that feeling of a kli that's broken. And that kli that's broken generates within a person, in a healthy situation, generates within a person a longing and a desire to repair the kli and to receive light. And that little note says that you're dust and ashes, but you can fix that. You can raise yourself up. That's one part. The other pocket has a note that says, "Bishvili nivralam," the whole world is good for my sake, and all the other kind of psukim we got, all the other places in davening and psukim, hakol bar lechvodo, and so on. That's in the other pocket. And the key thing is, in a real and practical way, to know when to pull out which one. But the yisod hadavar is that a Jew has to know that he has within him a pocket of perfection. He has within him such a thing. Knowing that one has that is referred to in Divrei Hayomim as Vayigba Libo B'Darche Hashem. We spoke about it many times, I brought down it earlier. Vayigba Libo B'Darche Hashem. The David HaMelech's soul would soar, would fly, would become elevated, and would be in the highest place. But the highest place of a Jew is really that Shleimus. It's the Oren in its perfect state, which doesn't have a makom at all. But to get to that, there needs to be shivei luchos. One has to feel the brokenness, the emptiness, and to have a longing and a desire. To ultimately repair oneself. Kuf Peites. This is a very, very, very important derech. I mean, all the prakim are so important. But this in particular will help us to understand a mida that we might offhand think applies just for women and not for the guys, which is not true. The mida of tznius. Mida of tznius. Now we'll see what the sneeze have to do with the Yisod HaBavar. Page Kuf Peites. Kli L'Kabel, Kli L'Chasus. K'hemshech L'Perek HaKadim. As a continuation of the last parak, Ha'isek V'Binyin Kli HaKabel Shabnefesh, which is speaking about building up Kalim of Kabbalah within oneself. Yesh Navchanam L'Sefer Shalkeim. There's another aspect to Kalim. Ormu Chazal. The Gemara says, Haraya Beitzim Chaloimai. The person sees eggs in his dream. Tluya Bakashasa. Then what he's asking for in life is we're not certain yet. We're sort of waiting to be to find out whether it's going to be answered positively or negatively. It's Puya Bakasha. So the Bakasha is still hanging there. That's when you see eggs in the dream. Because the part that's edible is itself contained within the egg. And that food that's edible within the egg itself has a membrane, an atifa. Klipishim alimas adav. A klipa, a peel that the egg has that hides and conceals. Avam shicha gemara. The gemara continues. Nishtabru nasis bakashoso. You notice if you see in your dream not a whole egg. If you see a whole egg, that means the dream has not yet been accepted above. But if you see that Nasas Bakashoso Imurosha Abates in Nizbu Haisha Bakashoso Niskab. If you see broken eggs, in your dream, that means that your bakasha was accepted by Hashem. Pishrashi nishtabru nizgala ha'orcham. In Shengelah Meidim, we learn from here, Shekol Metziyah Shel Kli. But the whole Metziyah of a Kli, which is the Kedugmas Klipas HaBeisa, she Kli, Kla'eichel, Shenimsa B'Zaycha, Yit Langdil Ke Kli Kibbel, Kfishtu B'L'El, L'mit Langdil Gam Ke Kisui. On the one hand, the shell, the very same shell, on the one hand, can be defined as a kli kibble. A kli kibble holds the egg, as we learn. However, the very same atifa is ulam nitan la yugam kekisu. It could be understood and defined as a covering. Like over here, that the shell is surrounding the egg, that could be eaten, but it's surrounded by the shell. Lashon Chazal. In the language of Chazal, no, I'm sorry, I skipped the sentence. Zel koch nosaf hamushosh b'yisod ha'afar, koch ha'kisui. This is another thing that is rooted in the yisod of afar. On the one hand, koch ha'kisui, ha'kisui adam, that the afar is used to cover. V'dugma posh pshuta l'kach, kasha ho'y noisim es klei ha'mishkan, ho'y b'ham din kisui. When the Kli Mishkan, as far as the Yisod of Ofer is concerned, there's a Koch Nosaf that's Mushrosh B'Yisod of Ofer, but on the one hand, it's Koch HaGilui, it's the Koch that reveals. On the other hand, it's Koch HaKisui. The Dugma Pshut L'Kach, Kesher HaYinoisim is Klei Mishkan, HaYibam Din Kisui. You see that when the kelim of the Mishkan were being carried, they had to be covered. Lashon Chazal, Gam Begodim Nikurim Kalim, clothing are also called Kalim. Gemashim Matina Besof Mesach Tanis, the Hoyim Tov Mesel, Yechamisha Sov Yechon Kippurim, Shibahem Nisvish on Yosef, the clay lovam. Shulam, you see, clothing are called Kalim. It says by Tubav, it says that on Tubav and Yom Kippur that the Shidduchim were made, and the Menorah Yerushalayim would go out with clay loven shulam. They would borrow white wedding dresses from the other one. How big the loven? And a big deal of them. They're called Kalim. V'chein al zeh derech rabbos. Habegodim gam heim nekorim Kalim. Clothing are also called Kalim. Came the adlu chasais. They are designed on the one hand to cover. Heim letzniusa ulekovet. Tzniusa and to cover. So begodim are called kalim, because kalim begodim are designated, on the one hand to cover the body, and that's for the purposes of sneezing and for covid. That's the kisui aspect. Of sneezing of kalim. The bottom of kupetas. When we're speaking about how the nefesh works, hamida benefesh sheyechas akol hakisui, he made this sneeze. That part within a person, that aspect within a person, that is connected to this koach of covering, that mid is called sneeze. We can learn what tznius means on a deeper level. What is tznius on a deeper level? Koach tznius shebenefesh bo lahastir lahalim amachasus. Koach tznius in the nefesh is coming to cover, to hide, to conceal. Page kutzad. Shorash tznius, however, the root of tznius, ashem mefurish bechazal kiyadua, kasher barakosh boko eschava. The Chazal tells when Hashem created Chava, Kuboris of Mokum Sotzela. He created her from this place of the rib, and Mokum Sotzad, and Mokum Sanua from a very Tsanua place in the body of Adam. I call Eva Vavisha Hayaboriba Hayaimala, and every single limb that Hashem created by Chava, Hashem would say to that part of the body, Tehei Isha Tsanua, Isha Tsanua. Hashem spoke to each of the Avraham and said, you should be tznua. Okay, you should tznua. You should be a woman that's tznua. And every single part of that person was asked by Hashem to be tznua. Lomnam, however, Kfishim Esayim Shem Chazal, but Poel Lohayekach. The Chazal point out that that's not what happened in the end. Well, etzem tzuras mivna yishahu, even though in the end things went wrong, but that doesn't change the underlying reality. The underlying reality is one where tzuras mivna yishah is tehe yishah tznua, is to be tznua, called kvuda basmach pnima. The glory of the daughter of the king is pnima, is to be hidden. Adorim is galadika v'rochli menu. We see this mostly by rochli menu. She hinikos ha'isha. She was a keres ha'bayis. Ikaro shel bayis. The ikar of the house. Midosa ha'isa tznius. And her midah was the midah tznius. Kama shamru, ruhi haisa b'chara, lot says merachal, b'chsiv, el told Yaakov Yosef, ala shekadmon salei b'rachim b'shidavin, b'tar tznius shaisa b'chara, Rachel Echzira Kazbarachola. Really, Rachel was Ruya that the Bechor should be born from her. And that's what says Ella told us Yaakov should have been right away Yosef. Who would have been the Bechor? Ella Shekadma Saleh and Berachma. She ended up having, Leah ended up having the child first, Barachmim, but not like Reuven Abachor, and Reuven Abachor was born. Mitzach Sneus, Shahaisaba, Barachal, Azirakas Barachal, Lashem, Azirakas Barachal. And because of the Sneus that Rachel had, Hashem gave her back this Indian of the Bechor. And Besaif, Nitla Bechor, me Reuven, Ben Eliyosef. In the end, Reuven lost the Bechor and was given over to Yosef Atzavi, the Rachel. Zu haisa midasu shirachel. This was the midah of Rachel with its sneeze. Midah zu mezgala gam b'shol. We see this with the descendants of Rachel, also by Shaul HaMelech. Shaul mitzayin says Shaul Rachel. Derech ben Yomen. Amalai dover l'shol. In the Torah, Hashem said to Shaul, from the Torah, you're somebody, Ben Hariga Ata. You deserve to die. Because you are right, Dave. You're Ben Hariga. That term, Habul, Hashkim, Hargo. Someone who's a Ben Hariga, someone that is coming after you to kill you. Like Saul was chasing after the Malkus, deserves to die. Now it's Sneas, Shahaisa Bechar, however, because of your own great personal Midat Sneas, he chas alecha. That this Midat Sneas had Rachmanis on you. Because of the tznius of Shaul, ultimately he brought into the world Esther Malka. This midah tznius belongs mostly to the woman. She is klai kibble because she herself is a klai kibble. The woman really is like a klai kibble, and she doesn't make a. She's like a garland. There's nothing there. But she only caresses a bris, the mother, when the mother already the Mishasa Galamu, and it caresses a bris out of the Mishasa Kli. She's only caressed a bris. You know, she only caressed a bris to the one who made her into Kli, which means her husband, when they were together. Shom Nimses Avchanis Hatsnias Benefishim. Over there in that place, we find Avchanis Hatsnias Benefishim, the Mead of Sneas Benefishim, Zul Yak Dama. Just to get a little bit of an understanding of where does the koach of tznius in Kermes Knesset Yisrael, where does that koach of tznius come from? That's Hagdom B'Sharash Adavam. What's the makar of this koach of tznius? What's its makar? We'll continue with some next day of Shabbos. Shkar.